We as humans are coded by DNA. DNA is our code. So what happens when we start hacking our own code? And that's my biggest challenge and my biggest question for all of us here, because this is the biggest thing that happened in the history of mankind. It's not just me saying this. One of the founders and directors of Google was saying that blockchain and AI are the biggest invention of mankind after fire and electricity. So, what is the DNA of our time? So if you look at the DNA of our time, it's all about technology. We are technology driven, we sleep with our phones, we have our sensors all over the place. Probably, I think everyone here has at least 2 phones with you as we speak. And every phone has around 20 to 30 sensors monitoring everything we do. And the data that we are creating in social media, emails and so forth, is creating a digital profile of each of us. And this digital profile, of course, has been used by big corporations like the likes of Silicon Valley, but as well by governments to understand about us and how they can get more about this. So this is kind of what we have, but this is changing in a much, much bigger level at the moment.
When we look into what's happening in the US, sentient world simulation run by the intelligence community that is basically picking up data from transhumanistic technologies of all the people, creating a real world simulation to turn US citizens into biorobots.
We cannot reverse this. This is happening as we speak. So this is going to be a quantum leap in our history of humans, because if you look at the history of evolution, the evolution will take hundreds of thousands of years for us to be mutated, humans. In the next 5 to 10 years, or 20, we're going to have singularity happening, we're going to have a lot of things, machines to humans, and we're going to be able to create hybrids between humans and machines. So something that would take hundreds of thousands of years to happen, now is going to be possible to do in the space of years or even months. Of course, I'm not trying to be futuristic here, but there's a lot of things that are happening as we speak right now. But of course, the biggest challenge is about governance and ethics.
A targeted individual is linked to a computer simulation by finding the resonant frequency of their DNA and then setting up a standing wave of DNA between a device and the targeted individual. By measuring slight variations in phasing using pulse code modulation, the targeted individual's mind is mapped out and a cognitive model is created in the computer. This allows for the creation of a targeted individual's very own digital twin to exist in the sentient world simulation.
The ultimate interface between computers and biology, the digital code and the genetic code have a lot in common. Something Schrodinger pointed out in 1943, saying it could be something as simple as the Morse code. And digital code, as you know, is a binary code, ones and zeros, and your genetic code is literally a 4-base code. With A, C, G's, and T's. And we can now readily convert in between the two. And we can define life at its most basic level. So things that were a mystery 50, 60, 70 years ago, we understand completely.
The new model regards DNA as a stable waveform of information that is not primarily acting through the molecular chemistry and composition, but through the oscillations and coherent acoustic and electromagnetic fields that the atoms and molecules create. An implication is that ultimately DNA could be transferred or transported, let us say teleported, immaterially and non-locally as a light or laser modulation.
Because all of the functions and characteristics of all biological entities, including viruses and living cells, are written into the code of DNA. If one can read and write that code of DNA, then they can be reconstructed in a distant location. This is what we mean by biological teleportation.
So my digital biological converter will have a small box that you can attach to a computer to in fact receive a digital wave and convert it into a protein, perhaps a vaccine, or even a cell. So think about it, a future food pandemic. We could digitally distribute a new vaccine in seconds around the world. because this is biology now moving at the speed of light.
This conversion process can also be reversed to create a bi-directional communications link between a targeted individual and their very own digital twin existing within the sentient world simulation.
Digital code, as you know, is a binary code, ones and zeros, and your genetic code is literally a four-base code with A, C, G's, and T's. And we can now readily convert in between the two.
For every task in the cell, there is a protein to carry out that task. And everything a protein does is built into its linear code derived from the DNA code.
These proteins have been described as nature's robots. And if you think about it, for every single task in the cell, every imaginable task is described by a Tanford and Reynolds, there is a unique protein to carry out that task. It's programmed when to go on, when to go off. And it does this based on its structure. It doesn't have consciousness. It doesn't have a control from a mind or a higher center. Everything a protein does is built into its linear code derived from the DNA code.
The DNA in the nucleus is electromagnetically connected to the proteins in the axons. This complex electromagnetic relationship between the proteins and the DNA is how the DNA tells the protein robots when to go on and when to go off.
In each hydrophobic pocket, the electron clouds of indole and phenylalanine rings may become shifted one way or another. Much like a bit of data in a computer, a one or a zero, this quantum bit can also exist in a state of quantum superposition between both states. This alters the pathways that energy can inhabit in the microtubule.
The DNA in the nucleus is connected electromagnetically with microtubules in the axon. And you can see on the photograph, it's known that microtubules surround the nucleus, and there is an interface, electromagnetic, not mechanical, not chemical, but electromagnetic interface between microtubules and DNA.
The electromagnetic instructions sent between the DNA and the proteins is decoded by setting up a standing wave of DNA between a device and a targeted individual, and then measuring slight variations in phasing using pulse code modulation.
Once they have your DNA, they take the DNA and they put your DNA code in a supercomputer. And in that supercomputer, they run algorithms that biocode electromagnetic transmissions so they bioresonate with your body. Once they've done that, they can transmit that from satellites or cell towers or aircraft or any number of ways, and that signal will only affect you.
And what happens is once the resonant frequency is found in the targeted individual and the broadcast frequency matches up with that resonant frequency, those two frequencies interlock. And they can be thought of as one frequency or one energy. And what happens is between the broadcast frequency and the individual that's receiving the broadcast frequency, once it's resonating, once they are resonating together, a super highway of frequency along which information can be sent is created. And so you can think of it just like fiber optic cables that you use to send signals over the internet that connect people to the internet. It's the exact same thing, only a wireless application of that. And so once you have connected the targeted individual with the frequency and they resonate together, then you have a perfect avenue upon which to send and receive information back and forth. And that's exactly how they manipulate someone's thoughts. They send voices into someone's head. They manipulate their emotions. They manipulate their behavior. And then that's also how they receive back from the individual in real time the vital signs, the emotions, the thoughts, what the person's seeing, what the person's hearing. And then all that information, of course, is rendered on a computer elsewhere via software, and it can be monitored and tracked in real time.
At the moment, we're digitizing all our activities. Our physical, like a bit of the organic and the digital, are merging. And of course, we're using, for now, data technologies, general technology. But in terms of, as we put artificial intelligence, especially right now, machine learning and algorithm-driven technology, and IoT, and then blockchain with smart contracts, we're creating something new that is the digital transformation and the foundational techs that are much more sensitive and much more neurologic in the sense that they touch everything. And of course, all of us will be part of this, especially as DNA becomes completely digital.